Black 8, DNF, Noble.
Noon lunch, a 1 o'clock meeting,
And now I'm heading to the bank for the club. And, I used to laugh at these old guys and said, you know, retired and I'm so busy, I don't know how I ever had time to work. They're not lying.
Yeah, that's the story I get from all of those guys. I'm not sure I'm up for that lifestyle. I might want to continue working and keep relaxing.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. Hey, did you talk to your candidate buddy? Did he tell you I met him on Wednesday?
No, I did not. Hope you were kind to him. He's a good guy.
Well, as kind as I can be to any political candidate, but yeah. We had a good talk. We talked for a while. He knows my feelings. But, you know, there's something to be said for what he's doing, getting his name out there and getting used to the process and all that other stuff. You know, I think that he has a future. I just don't think it's what he thinks it is and not as quickly as he thinks it'll happen. But, yeah, seems like a good enough guy.
Yeah, he's been a mentor to me on most of my firearms training. Super knowledgeable, great guy. I think his heart's in the right place. He has a pretty good message from his generation about where they're at in this world and some of the reasons why. And I tend to agree with him that we need a shift in the paradigm of our politics, particularly on the R side, about how we go about these things. And I hope he's got the juice for this time around, but if not, I think, like you said, he's got a pretty good future ahead of him.
Well, there's definitely a learning curve, you know, to all of this. And it's a lot more broad and expansive than what one would think. On the one hand, you know, we talked about this, you know. On the one hand, I question whether, you know, shooting for the moon, going for a national office is, you know, whether that makes sense for an unknown. You know, it might make sense for an Army general. Or, you know, it might make sense for, you know, an industrial tycoon or something like that, but does it make sense for a guy off the street, you know, and I don't think it does, but that doesn't mean that, you know, other people haven't done it successfully, so anyway, yeah, we had a good talk, and you know, the generational difference, because I'm guessing he's younger than you, right, by maybe 5 to 10 years?
Yeah, he's in his early 40s.
That would have been my guess. And that, you know, those are definitely the people and other people in his age bracket that, you know, that's about how old I was when I really started paying attention. You know, I was, you know, I'd already had a kid. I was already married and divorced, you know. I can pretty much remember. It was 2008 and the whole Obamacare thing. That's really what got me going. So, you know, he's at about the right stage in his life. He has a very interesting background, you know, very unique employment kind of background. And now, it really kind of made me pause as to, you know, can you really make a living doing that? And then I also had the question come up about, you know, is this really an arm's length sort of thing with, you know, who your actual employers are and where your paycheck comes from. But anyway, it was a good meeting. I'm glad I, and we weren't rough. You know, we probably shouldn't talk for, you know, 15, 20 minutes.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you got a chance to get to know him a little bit better. Like I said, he has a strong endorsement from me. I appreciate the hell out of that guy. He's been through a lot in his life, more than he is wearing on his sleeve and willing to throw out there in the public view. Although some of those things might actually come out, that's just not the kind of guy he is to put that at the forefront of what he's all about. So, yeah, he's got a good heart.
Yep, yep. All right. Well, I was eavesdropping on your prior conversation. I hope you feel better. I don't know if maybe starting the bourbon early might be a good prophylactic, but I'm only going to be back on the road in an hour or two. See you later, W8RTN.
All right, thanks, Ron. I'll follow those doctor's orders tonight for sure. Have a great evening. Hope to catch up to you soon. KF8DNF. KF8DNF.
KD8HNT W8RRM.